Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcasts and iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and by American Premium Vodka and Rocket Mortgage, with $10,000 towards your closing costs now at rocketmortgage.com. Dominic Jimenez along the way. Tyler Levine coming in. We'll look at UConn, Dan Hurley. I'm not big on coaching contracts, but we got to pay homage to it. 6 years at $50 million. Boy, these college coaches right now. I mean, we thought back in the day, you know, Krzyzewski and Dean Smith somewhat, Calipari, Patino. I mean, these contracts now are just, they're goofy. I mean, they're absolutely goofy. And it's even worse in college football. But worse or better, hey, it's good work if you can get it, right? So anyways, we will delve into that. You know, we're about to launch media days, and it's just funny. We sit here, we get through, you know, Memorial Day, July 4th. We're talking baseball. Everybody's kicking back over July 4th weekend. And I get to work this morning and my phone and email just blowing up as we're about to announce our lineup of correspondents that are going to join us throughout the week and on Saturdays and throughout the weekend here when we cover football, college and pro, you name it. And today was just crazy. I mean, everybody coming out of the woodwork, but we've got guys lined up in the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12. We don't have to worry about California and the Pac-12. It doesn't exist anymore. But, you know, Mountain West, and then, you know, we're going to team up with some contributors, but we've got a full staff, a full lineup, and I'm really proud of that, and some of the people that have worked behind the scenes here at Sports Byline to help us put it together. It really is just really exciting, so we look forward to that. Coming out of the weekend, what do we got for you? Look, we can't get too excited about golf. I mean, we got the British coming, you know, the Open Championship. I've been locked and loaded on the tennis and the soccer. And for me, that is just, you know, it's not about me, but I get to sit here in the air chair. But Wimbledon has just been phenomenal. And to see these top seeds get absolutely drilled. I mean, Coco Gauff, the number two, she didn't have a chance yesterday. Not a chance. So we'll spend a little time on that. Tyler Levine, though, to kick it off here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there, but do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get two bags for just $16. And get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
The beautiful summer days are going to be winding down before we know we'll be into football. It's hard to believe it here. Camps will be open soon, and we'll have the Hall of Fame game, and it's just crazy. Yeah. And then college football with a 12-team playoff starting mid-December, December 20th, in fact, Atlanta. Oh, my Lord. Can't wait. All the preseason magazines are out. Makes for great summer reading, right? Hey, we're through July 4th. Like I said, blink and it'll be Labor Day, and we'll be diving headlong into football, and away we go. Let's get them in here. Tyler Levine, we got a whole bunch. Basketball, but I'm going to start with your Yankees and my Red Sox, Tyler. I don't mean to catch you off guard. We don't rehearse. I love spontaneity. We do. Tyler will back me up on this. We do not rehearse. Don't even talk about what we're going to talk about. Correct? Am I right about that, Tyler? Am I right?
I mean, we wing it day in and day out.
I love it. How about Devers? He is a one-man wrecking crew. The Red Sox, the Old Town team, the Carmine Hose, they own your Pinstripers. They own the Bronx Bombers. What is up with the Yankees? Let's hear. Go ahead.
I mean, Aaron Boone, that's what's up. We haven't made any significant moves that have, you know, actually helped us win. We have a manager who has no idea what he's doing. I've been calling for him to be fired after the last two seasons, and we suck. And even if we didn't suck right now, when the postseason came, we'd inevitably blow it. I have no faith in us being able to do anything. I think we haven't won a series since like May or June. I saw some absolutely ridiculous stat on that today, and you know, it is what it is. And it's funny, I actually, the one game that Devers didn't hit a home run against the Yankees was the one that I bet him to hit a home run. So he screwed me there.
That's great. Hey, you know what I love about this is we're heard on WGCH later tonight and into the morning in Connecticut. We're a Red Sox affiliate there, really in the midst of Yankee company and Yankee country, right there on that Gold Coast of Connecticut and upstate, or not, you know, lower part of New York, White Plains, Mount Kisco, Bedford, even up to Harrison, New York. So having a little fun with taking a poke at the Yankees. Speaking of the state of Connecticut, Dan Hurley, you know, these contracts are just mind-boggling. We got a lot of soccer talk coming up, and we're going to keep you for two segments. But listen, he spurned the Lakers. I think this was a brilliant move. You know, college coaches who make that leap, nine times out of ten, it fails. I think this was a masterstroke. I don't think he did it to manipulate Connecticut. He just, you know, college coaches, football coaches, at any level of coaching, you're in business. And Dan Hurley, this was a masterstroke on how to get the top contract at a very elite program, who, by the way, will be favored to win a third straight national title next April. Give me a March and April. Give me a take on Hurley.
Yeah, I mean, he openly said that he did not use the Lakers as a stalking horse, that the dollar amount on his contract was already settled up prior to his negotiations with Los Angeles, that the only things that were that he was waiting to get buttoned up was, you know, money available for staff. It's incredibly deserved. I think that he certainly made the right choice staying where he is. And I think, you know, this will help cement his legacy as, you know, one of the all-time coaches, as long as he continues to do what he's done thus far for UConn in that program. And I love it. I think he's a great college coach. I think that his coaching style will help develop a lot of future pros and establish work ethic and accountability, which is what we've seen out of his program since he's taken over at UConn. And I'm fired up to see him there next season.
Do you think, though, I think he knew his personality. He's a screamer. He's a yeller. He is a screamer. He gets in guys' faces. He doesn't pick. He doesn't, you know, play favorites. He'll go up to a star player like Castle and tear him a new one. I thought he lost his mind in the Big East tournament against Marquette. I mean, he goes after the biggest, the baddest. He doesn't back down. He is a tyrant on the court. That would not have played in L.A. with the Lakers. It wouldn't play anywhere at any NBA outpost, in my humble opinion. And here's the other thing. If you take the Lakers job like J.J. Redick did, you're an assistant coach to LeBron James. LeBron James is a player coach and general manager. He runs the Lakers. And I think Hurley, as much as he was in awe of getting a text and a phone call from LeBron saying, hey, come on over, I think he knew that he would have signed his death certificate as a coach and would have had to, you know, kind of, you know, meekishly, sheepishly walk back to the college game to a boatload of offers. Don't get me wrong. But he realized in UConn he had something very, very special. So I think he identified that his style was not going to be a fit at the professional level of basketball. Is that a fair analysis?
100%.
Can you add to it or subtract? Yeah,
yeah,
let's hear. I want to hear. Go ahead.
I 100% agree with that. I think that it's, you know, there's no room to advance when you start off, you know, coaching the Lakers with LeBron on your roster. You know, there's no going up from there, and it's almost setting yourself up for failure, and it's why I mentioned legacy earlier on, and I think that that had to have played a huge part in him making his decision, which is ultimately, you know, do I leave after going back-to-back at UConn where I could stay and continue to cement myself as, you know, one of the greatest college coaches ever? If, you know, obviously if he can continue to do that, he still has a lot of work to do, you know, to be in that conversation. But it's either that or, you know, go to the Lakers and essentially be an assistant coach for LeBron, where, you know, ultimately all the decisions that are going to be made in regards to that franchise are ones that, you know, have LeBron in mind, because ultimately he's the moneymaker there. And until he leaves, I think that if LeBron had, you know, went to a different team or retired, that he might have taken the Los Angeles job. I don't know. But I certainly think that he made the right decision in staying put. And I just don't think – I think that no matter what, he's a good coach, and that it would translate to the NBA level. And to be honest, I think a lot of these guys need someone like that, versus someone that is just a yes man and tells all these players that, oh, yeah, you're great, you're a star, yada, yada, go do whatever you want. But you know, I think that the Lakers could have benefited from having a coach like that if they could, you know, put their ego to the side to some degree and just listen. But you know, I think that he made the right decision for his future and his legacy.
All right, I want to get into the soccer, but I want to take up a really salty situation. We'll analyze the games looking back and going forward. But I can't believe what I'm reading today. Jade Bellingham came out and said this is, I didn't say a disgrace, but Netherlands, England, that'll come up on Wednesday at 3 Eastern. There's an official in that game that has been in the past suspended for match fixing. Jade Bellingham called him out, and when he did, back in whenever it was, he got hit with a $40,000 fine. The guy tried to fix it over a $300 euro bribe, and then Bellingham gets whacked for $40,000. What the hell are they thinking at Euro 2024, putting a tainted official into a match of this significance, number one? Number two, this is like the NBA saying, hey, Tim Donaghy, all's good. Come on back. You can referee the NBA Finals. But what are we talking about here? Are you familiar with this story?
Yeah, I am, unfortunately. And it was something that Jude Bellingham had mentioned you know, when he was at Dortmund in a game against Bayern Munich, that you know, he called the guy out saying, you know, he was banned for match fixing, and now he's officiating the biggest game in Germany, you know, against the two biggest teams, like, you know, kind of saying, like, what is this? Why is this guy here? And I completely agree. I think that he was well within his right to say that, you know, especially after a poorly, you know, refereed game. And I have no idea why he's here. It makes absolutely no sense to me, as if the refereeing hasn't been atrocious enough. You know, if you just look to the quarterfinal game that we just saw against, you know, Germany versus Spain, with Anthony Taylor just blatantly missing a clear and obvious handball with, you know, off of a Musiala shot hitting Cucurella in the hand. You know, his arm was off to the side. It clearly hit his hand. Cucurella came out after the game in the post-match interview saying that it did hit his hand. And then went on to say, well, you know, the referee said it wasn't a handball, so it's not a handball. It clearly was a handball. And this is an issue that we're not just seeing, you know, in the Euros. We're seeing it in Copa America as well. The officiating has been poor. You know, we don't have the level of refereeing that we need to have. And the fact that, you know, a referee that has this history is going to be officiating a semifinal match, it bothers me. You don't have anyone else that could step up and do this. I know for a fact that there's certainly an endless list of referees who, you know, this is a dream match for them, and they'll give it their all. And, you know, it's unfortunate because now no matter what the result is, you know, it's going to be analyzed.
Yes.
And, you know, it's going to be a talking point when realistically the talking point should be the game and the players and the tactics and the managers, and what actually happens on the field. And now I just feel like I can already see the headlines, you know, coming after the game, you know, just analyzing this referee. And you know, if there's a big call that's going to be made, you already know this is coming.
You got it. By the way, I know it's Jude Bellingham. I said Jade. You know, the song by the Beatles is Hey Jude. It's not Hey Jade. And you know what, Tyler, when I make stupid mistakes like that, you have every license and freedom to call me out, but you're too polite. It's Jude Bellingham. We're coming back. Stay with us. Tyler's going to... All right, we're coming back. Don't go away. Right here on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I don't start talking on this song until I hear What They Do. I gotta hear What They Do. I gotta hear that. You can crank that up, because I love it. Give me a little bit of What They Do. I say we talk on the radio. Here we go now.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Yeah, they smile in your face. Yeah, the backstabbers get you, but we just don't pay attention to them here on Sports Byline. Hey, coming up, I'll have a new little feature here we do. Not every day, but I like to throw out, you know, some sports nuggets, clean out the sports closet of my mind. We are going to roll out our fall lineup of contributors here on Sports Byline. So go to mouthofthemidwest.com, mouthofthemidwest.com. You'll see a little snippet about our guest, Tyler Levine, who has just been a masterstroke. Thank you to Tucker Byrne down in Dallas, who is really taking a stable of contacts, and it is evolving into a lineup of contributors and hosts. And a lot of these guys are launching their careers, and it is so exciting, Tyler. You know, I want to take a minute, too. You've had no prior radio experience until about 3.5 weeks ago. There are people, and I am dead serious when I say this, and I got proof, that don't believe me when I tell them that. They do not believe me. And you have been a great addition, brother. And you're having fun, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it, and I'm humbled by all the kind words. I just love the game, and I love to talk about it. You know, this is my favorite part of every day. I'm super excited to go deeper and to start up some exciting projects that we have in the works. And, you know, this is something that I genuinely look forward to every single day, and to everyone listening, I thank you for all the support, and, you know, look forward to continuing to provide insight, analysis, takes. I'm from New York, so I love to share my opinion naturally.
we absolutely do roll out the red carpet to you, and just thank you. You're a true professional, and I think you found a calling. And I don't know much about you. I'm not going to ask your age. It's nobody's business, but I'm just saying, I feel like we found a gold nugget. So thank you to Randy Byrne, Rhonda Byrne, Blake Byrne, Tucker Byrne, Byrne Baby Byrne. They have really, really set the table for us to sit down to some really good consumption of sports content from you and a boatload of other guys who are going to join the fray. So, all right, that aside, I can't wait for this game on Wednesday, but let's mop up from the weekend. What did we learn either from Copa or Euro 2024 over the weekend? Man, I was pulling for Turkey. I thought I had plucked one out of my you-know-what. 1-0 second half, but boom. And they missed that second goal with the most remarkable save. Turkey was right there to take a 2-0 lead, and I believe they would have hung on. And might have, worst case scenario, penalty kicks or extra time. But it didn't happen. Give me your leftovers from the weekend, and then we'll turn our attention ahead to the later part of the weekend, of course, the weekend's title matchup. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to start off with Euros, I think that, you know, what we learned was that England are still a team that have yet to find their identity. I think that we learned, you know, the Netherlands are someone that haven't really been spoken about enough. You know, what they did in that game, you know, to turn that game on its head in the second half the way they did, you know, is something that has to be given credit. You know, they were down and out, and they were getting dominated, and they found a way to turn it all around. And, you know, now they're going to go up against a team in England that have been really struggling in the final third to get chances, to get goals. And, you know, although I will give credit to Southgate making the necessary formation changes that he did, which really, I think, you know, helped his team just in possession, being an extra 20 to 25 yards up the field, more into the attacking half, is a real game changer. And I'm almost certain I would be shocked if they don't go, you know, with the three at the back with the two wing backs as they did. I personally think that Luke Shaw will most likely be a starter. He's been injured for quite a while now. We saw him in the second half. He's a naturally left-footed player, so he'll do well in that wing back role. And I'd like to see them have Trent Alexander-Arnold in there. I think that, you know, one thing that England are lacking is, you know, getting Harry Kane good chances and good crosses whipped into the box. And Trent is a set piece master. He's an absolute master of passing the ball and getting those crosses in. And I think that it's a necessity for them. I wouldn't be surprised to see Phil Foden out of the 11, and potentially bringing him on as someone in the second half if needed. And I'd like to see Ivan Toney get in there for England. Spain, we didn't learn anything new in my eyes. I think that they are clearly the team to beat here, and have been the best team by far at the Euros consistently on in both ends, offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. France is really the question mark here with, are they going to click in the final third? But on the other side of that, they have zero issues defensively. I don't believe that they've conceded a goal in open play. Their only goal they've conceded is a penalty to Lewandowski in the group stage. So, that's going to be a very interesting matchup to have, the attacking force and resiliency and power of Spain versus this brick wall of a defense that France have. And one of them is going to have to give in this game. And I'm really curious to see who it's going to be. And turning to Copa, to be honest, I think what we learned is that Colombia are the clear favorites here. I said I was worried about Brazil going into that game against Uruguay. I said that I think it's going to, one that can definitely certainly go to penalty kicks. That's exactly what happened. Brazil had an incredibly disappointing tournament. I didn't think they stood much of a chance without Vinicius on the field against Uruguay. They didn't. Uruguay had plenty of chances to put the game away in regulation. And Brazil had their fair share as well. Rafinha had a pretty clear one-on-one with the keeper and blew it. But I think that Colombia is going to be the team that's in the final. And, I'd be surprised if Canada got past Argentina, although Argentina really haven't been all that. They haven't been solid. They're shaky at best, and Canada have nothing to lose. So I think they're going to come into this game, especially after losing 2-0. It's always interesting when teams in tournaments like this find each other twice, and what they take away from their first matchup and what adjustments they make. Because Canada did have their fair share of chances against Argentina in that match that was a 2-0 win for Argentina. But on the other end, Argentina must have missed five clear-cut opportunities to score. So I think Canada are going to really have to lock it down defensively, and they're going to have to put away the chances that they get. I wouldn't be surprised to see them, concede possession and really try and lock it down. But I think no matter what, whoever comes up against this Colombia team is going to really struggle because they play hard. They are fierce. They are technical. They are good on the ball. Their outside backs are fantastic. As they get forward and make those overlapping runs, Thomas Rodriguez, I don't know what type of water he drinks before these major tournaments, but he seems to really turn it on, when the lights are brightest. And Luis Diaz is an absolute menace, and whoever comes up against him is going to have a really rough night. That's my game to really keep an eye on for Copa, is this Colombia-Uruguay matchup. Because I do think that the winner will come out of that game, no doubt about it. But I'm going to predict that we're going to be seeing a Colombia and Argentina final, next Sunday down in Miami, Florida for the Copa final.
Yeah. How big is that going to be, in your opinion? Colombia and Argentina, you've got Messi right there in Miami. Of course, he plays with Inter Miami and MLS. I just can't imagine. We're going to be there. I just want to get a sense for what you think that environment's going to be like.
It's going to be hard to even put words to, because those are two of the most passionate fan bases in the entire world. I'm not just talking South America, North America, Europe, individually. Like Colombia and Argentina, their fans have such a passion for their national teams, and it is life or death for them. And that, I'm hoping that that's the matchup that we get. I don't want to play favorites in any way, shape, or form, but that's who I want to see play, because what it means to these people, and especially, being from Miami where I live and reside, there is a ton of Colombian support everywhere. There's a ton of Argentinian support everywhere. And just to be able to be a neutral in that environment and really take it in is going to be something that's I'm really, really excited for. And for anyone that is, this might be their first soccer game that they attend stateside. What a game to go to. And I could not possibly be more excited. But regardless, any of these teams that we see play, it's either going to be Canada's first final, which will be amazing, and they'll have a ton of support. Uruguay equally has the crazy fans who are super passionate. So it's going to be a spectacle, and I'm very, very excited and blessed to be able to attend this game.
Yeah, and then on this closing note, I hate to say it, but I'm rooting for Canada because, I mean, that story would be amazing. And we've only got a minute and a half. Look at the egg on the United States face. I mean, I'm a true blue, a red, white, and blue American. Hot dog, apple pie, ice cream, and Major League Baseball. America, greatest place in the world. Canada, I mean, we're in a risky situation. We jettison the coach, and if he gets them in the final, it's gravy time, and it's just going to be embarrassing. Give me a minute on that to close it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's already embarrassing. I think that, you know, the powers that are running our U.S. men's national team, you know, they messed up by bringing Berhalter back. I don't necessarily think that they should have stuck with Jesse Marsh, but I am very happy for him and the success that he's had with this Canadian team. But I think that, you know, we're already embarrassed, and them getting to the final and potentially winning it, although I don't think they will, right. It would just be the icing on the cake for me. It's, you know, we're in a very dire state. I'm seeing reports that our players are advocating for Berhalter to stay. That is so mind-blowing to me with the talented coaches that are out there. A pathetic display at this Copa, the first team to ever go out of our group stage at home in a Copa, and you know, this is the reports that we're seeing. This guy should have been fired after the second game. He shouldn't even be the coach to begin with. He should never have a job again outside of the college level. He's not a professional manager. If he's still our coach going into World Cup 2026, everyone get ready to be disappointed because it will be ugly.
Tyler Levine, he's the best. Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 towards your closing costs. Tyler, we'll talk to you later on and tomorrow and Wednesday. We're going to be busy. Great job out of you, pal.
Thank you.
I am Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network. All right, driving the world of sports here across the country and around the globe on American Forces Radio. Marty Terrell here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. I want to tell you about American Premium Vodka. You know, you go through all the liquor stores and the Hy-Vees in Iowa and across the Midwest, their footprint, 22 additional stores now in Indiana. And, yeah, when it comes to vodka, there's all sorts of choices. But Mark Gus Scott and Terry Cook and Randy Byrne, well, they Mark Gus Scott said, you know what, where's this American-made vodka? And was standing literally in a grocery store, and he's a vodka consumer, and therein lies the birth of American Premium Vodka, and they are growing leaps and bounds and doing some amazing things. So I got a chance today to look at their press kit, which we're forwarding on to a potential client, and it's just it's a great story. It is a very, very interesting story. So check it out. And I want to salute Jacob down at Hy-Vee Court Avenue, downtown Des Moines, Iowa State Capitol, not too far from Tea Room, where we do the show each and every day for the most part. And, yeah, they've had customers in there looking for American Premium Vodka. The order's in, folks, so get on down. Jacob does a great job, the whole staff at Hy-Vee Court Avenue. All right, clean out the sports closet of my mind. We'll get some takes here from Dom. Like I said, we are going to roll out our fall lineup of contributors here on Sports Byline USA and Sports Overnight America. Tyler Levine, obviously, going to be one of them. DJ Shields, who you've heard on this network. Over the weekend, Zaid Hussein, who is a gentleman out of Chicago, lives in Orland Park. He has worked in professional radio with Sports Grid and has done a lot of work on the North Shore of Illinois or North Shore of Chicago at some of the outlets there. We're finalizing that. Who else can I share with you? Nico Fibros, as I like to say. Outstanding guy, East Coast. He is from Athens, Greece. He, too, is a soccer guy, but very Americanized. He is going to be especially strong on the Olympics, which are coming up. You know, it's funny. I meet with our staff and our people, and we're looking around, and we're talking football. We're talking this. We're talking that. A lot of soccer. I mean, do we realize? I didn't. I mean, I realized, but did I fully grasp the fact that it's an Olympic year? Summer Games, Paris? Yeah, we got lost here in the Midwest because, you know, we were, you know, crying over spilt Caitlin Clark milk that she's not yet on the American women's basketball team. And I keep thinking she's going to be named at any minute, but I suppose I got to just ratchet that back a few decibels because it doesn't look too promising, which, you know, really bums me out. But, you know, we had the swimming trials in Indianapolis, which was great. And I want to give a shout out to my niece, Ashley Burakevich, and I forgot her married name, but they have a baby, and she has got a great job over there with the Indiana Sports Commission, I'll call it, and has worked with the Colts and has worked with the Olympic trials. They did a really nice job. They really did. Lucas Oil converted into an Olympic pool venue. The crowds, that was a good watch on NBC and NBC Sports, and I did. I watched a boatload of it. And then, you know, obviously the track trials, track and field out at Eugene, which, you know, University of Oregon's always, you know, go back to the day. Of course, Nike, Phil Knight's probably one of the most, if not the most esteemed alum at the University of Oregon Ducks athletic program and what he's done with Nike. And of course, they played host to the track and field qualifiers. Some great storylines are developing as our nation's athletes soon depart for Paris and get settled in. Let's just hope with all the tumult and all the stuff that's going on in the world that these Olympics go smoothly, that we don't have any incidents. And, you know, I almost hearken to not even mention it because, you know, it just you hate to think that. But, you know, you have to be diligent and security will be high with all the things that are going on in our crazy world. But, yeah, so we're going to roll out our fall lineup of contributors. We've got Olympic coverage. We've got some really neat ideas there, and we're so grateful for American Forces Radio. And, of course, Tyler Levine, who led off today's show on UConn, the Yankees and soccer, he's going to be a general contributor. And, again, I throw this out here, WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut, which covers that Gold Coast. And we're also going to be introducing next week, next Tuesday and Friday, Jason Jewell, who is going to add and contribute to the program. So he's item number six. And then just some other things, you know, a golf note today, Keegan Bradley, United States, born in Vermont, you know, Pat Bradley, who was from Westford, Massachusetts. So a native New Englander, Keegan Bradley has been named the captain of the U.S. 2025 Ryder Cup, and I love it. And then, you know, looking at college football, you know, Notre Dame, that schedule, it just, look, I know they're playing Navy in the Meadowlands at MetLife. I know a month after that they're going to play the Shamrock Series at Yankee Stadium against Army. WGCH will be a great home base for us. Probably get over there and see those folks and do some studio shows there. And then actually a show from Yankee Stadium as we'll be on the Notre Dame beat whenever we can this year. But that schedule is nothing. I mean, Florida State and Louisville at home, the Notre Dame schedule just does not, it just doesn't resonate. Now I say this, they also opened the season on the road at Texas A&M and College Station at Kyle Field. That is going to be a tough game. In fact, Notre Dame probably gets beat. New coach, new situation. And then baseball-wise, as much as we've picked on the Yankees, the Red Sox have been a great story. But how about the Dodgers? Dodgers are just, I mean, Ohtani's having a great year. But they look overrated right now. Now, when it comes to the Dodgers, you've got to factor in injuries. Kershaw, you know, Mookie Betts, other guys, they've just been banged up big time. And so you kind of got to give the Dodgers a pass. And, you know, Mookie with the broken hand, he's probably still a good, what, 6 weeks out? So they're going to get him in the middle of August, and then he'll be ready for that September stretch drive. I don't worry about the Dodgers long term, but in the short term, you know, they're letting teams hang around, and Arizona's giving them fits. They got sloppy against Colorado a few weeks ago. They've gone out to the Midwest. I mean, I think the White Sox even got them at least one. So it's just been a, you know, and Ohtani, say what you want. I don't care what anyone says. The interpreter, that crazy scandal, it didn't last long, thank God. I mean, it got pretty much swept under the carpet by Major League Baseball. But I still think it was a distraction. But Shohei has done what he's done so often. That is play great baseball. And don't forget, we're only seeing half measures there. The guy pitches and he hits, and with the shoulder and the operation, he's not pitching a lick this year. And we may have seen the last of him as a pitcher. But I want to get Dom in here for a few minutes, too. And, Dom, that's where I wanted to start with you, because you got the West Coast. And, you know, the Giants are starting to play a little salty baseball. But I wanted to stay and start with you on Shohei. Do you think he is going to pitch again? Is this going to be come back from the injury and pitch? Are the Dodgers going to really push for that? Or are they going to be just, you know what, we'll settle on the fact that we've got the best part of him, and that's him hitting the ball out of the ballpark, putting up huge numbers, average-wise, home runs, production, you name it. Give me your crystal ball on Shohei. Let's hear.
No, he's going to try to come back for sure, and the Dodgers, are going to want him to come back to in that capacity. Part of what makes him a $800 million dollar player is that he can do both. And just remember, Marty, he's doing all of this offensive output after he had Tommy John surgery. Not fully recovered from that yet. Imagine it. This is the base that you're going to get from Shohei Ohtani when he's not 100% healthy. Yeah, you let him take his time. I don't think there's a huge rush to make him come back as a pitcher. But, yeah, I don't see any scenario in which he wouldn't pitch again. It wouldn't make sense to me.
It's a foregone conclusion, though, that they're going to win that division. Even though, I mean, I get on a little bit. They're still playing a shade over 600 baseball. I mean, they can pretty much sleepwalk through the West. Would you agree with that?
They could have sleepwalked through the West before the season even started. But, yes, more so now as we reach July, it's their division and everybody else is playing for a wild card spot.
Yeah. All right, we look around baseball. And again, the Phillies look like they're home free. Atlanta's starting to come off the schneid a little bit. The Mets are god awful. You know, Nationals, Marlins, forget about it. I guess, you know, Milwaukee, you know, and again, the Dodgers just found out Milwaukee is tough. They really are. They're extremely well managed, if you will. I know Council left, but they're getting the job done. We don't have a ton of races, Dom. I don't care where you go, American League or National League. The East, Baltimore and the Yankees, Red Sox 7.5 out. Cleveland's got distance over the Twins. I mean, the Mariners, Astros, I don't know. baseball's going to lack some pennant races this year. Is the drama going to be basically filling out the wild card slots?
100%. And I think that's just where we are in the sport. There's, three wild card spots now, and we saw what happened when the second wild card spot got added, how all of a sudden, instead of like a one or two team race, it was three or four teams, and now you add another one. And for a large portion of the season, these teams that are 500 or worse are only a handful of games back from being a wild card team. And in baseball, as great as the Dodgers might be, or the Yankees, or pick your super juggernaut team, whichever team you want, historically, when it gets to the playoffs, it's all a matter of who's hot. We kind of saw that last year with the Diamondbacks. Were the Diamondbacks the most talented team in the National League? No, but they were the hottest when it mattered. And it's like the Giants in 2010. Were they the most talented team in the National League? Absolutely freaking not. But they got hot at the right time. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I got one story that's in your backyard, which, and I got to say this. The Oakland A's, say what you want, okay? And I know they're playing before sparse crowds, but what they did with the Orioles on, I want to say, Saturday, and again, the Orioles bounced back 6-3, that's decent baseball. Tell me what it's going to be like as they play out the string there, go to Sacramento. Are they going to make it to Vegas? Darn it all, I wish they'd build them a stadium. Those colors, the gold and the green, I think back, I'm dating myself to the halcyon days of A's baseball with Reggie Jackson, Rudy, Vida Blue, blah, blah, blah. It bums me out. What is the mood there in the Bay Area? Is this just a little bit of a carnival act, and when they go to Sacramento, it'll be good riddance and adios? Let me hear.
It's a combination of a few different things where, A, there's the diehard loyalist A's fans who are definitely going to miss them. There's another section of the fans who, you know, may be a little indifferent towards the team now, but they're still going to miss them because it's their team. You get a handful of people who are just fed up with ownership and, like you said, good riddance. And there's a small handful of people who, by A's, go Ballers, the Oakland Ballers, the independent team now, are, I'm not going to say they're drawing comparable to the A's, but they're the shiny new thing, essentially, for baseball in Oakland, and there are people who are gravitating towards that, too.
Interesting. And meantime, the Giants across the way, as you have predicted, pretty much languishing, although they're showing a little bit of life. There you go, Dom. Great job out of you. As we talk the world of sports. All right, the other thing we had in the last couple, 10 days is NBA free agency, and also some interesting quotes, with the hiring of, Redick, who's going to be a nice assistant to LeBron James, the coach, general manager, and player for the Lakers. I say that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but not really, because that's reality. I thought the quotes today that came across on Steph Curry saying Golden State might be the last of the dynasties. And I don't think that, is going to get people rattled in Boston because, look, the Boston ownership has done what many people suspected, as I read this weekend. There is not a lot of surprises among the players and club officials that the best kept or the worst kept secret was when and if the Celtics won this 18th championship that Wick Grousebeck was ready to say adios and sell the team and sell the majority interest. And I find that to be interesting. And then Steph Curry comes out and says, hey, good luck thinking there's going to be a dynasty because it's not happening anytime too soon. So there you go. But NBA free agents, a lot of East Coast power now with Philly, New York, and Boston. Miami's not going to lay in stand pat. It's going to be interesting. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on the sideline. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest.
I used to heat your body. How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, light Major League Baseball schedule on a Monday night, which will roll over into Tuesday on the West Coast. But earlier today, Pirates over the Mets 8-2. Boy, the Mets are just bad. Cardinals whitewashed the Washington Nationals 6-0. And a little bit of joy probably tonight with Braves Diamondbacks, right? Out in the out in Arizona. Braves are starting to come alive, facing the Phillies in the East. And the Reds, they got bloodied at home with Detroit at America, First America Ballpark, or whatever it's called, in Cincinnati. Oh, my Lord. De La Cruz, though, is worth the price of admission. And I am a little amped for this All-Star break. And we got, what, 6 games to go. And I'm excited because the Red Sox should fatten up at home. The next 6, they got 3 with Oakland, 3 with Kansas City. The Red Sox have no excuse if they don't go bare minimum 4-2. And I'm thinking 5-1. Now, I know the Royals are a little salty, and they always give them fits. Bobby Witt Jr., heck of a player. Kansas City's got a little bit of juice. So we shall see there. But Guardians, Tigers, they're underway, and that gets a little bit of attention because I like watching the Guardians. And I hope we get the Riches back. I hope we get Jeff and Jen back from their little sojourn on a Monday and a Tuesday, a Monday into a Tuesday into a Wednesday. I love it when we hear them late night. So we shall see. So enjoy it. Soccer comes up on Wednesday. Tyler Levine's in for the whole week. We'll get Nico, who is back from Montreal. He will give us another perspective. My goal is to put both of those cats on together and let them go mano-mano back and forth on the soccer. We look forward to it. Dominic Jimenez, thank you. Tyler Levine, thank you. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us. More Sports Talk after the top of the hour in the interns right here in Sports in 60 on Sports Byline. Adios.